the Cat Attack Podcast. Kurz Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Intelligent me. Intelligent me who? I'm back, and we are back for the final episode of our AFLW Cat Attack podcast with Tom King, brought to you by Kurz Hire. And yes, I have done the intro this week. How was that?
That was bloody outstanding.
Yeah.
And I'm out of a job.
Yeah. How are you, Kingy?
Hello, Bowie. Yeah, you can run this show.
Great.
It's all yours.
Thank you, Kurz Hire, for making this happen.
Wherever you want to take this.
Oh, my God. Great. Well.
Hang on. But before we do.
I like it when you take it.
Hang on. Before.
I'm not there yet.
No, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Somebody's in the All-Australian squad.
Somebody messaged me and said, congratulations, Bowie, with a green and yellow heart. It was Kingy.
Yep.
Thank you, Kingy.
Wow.
You said it. You called it.
I called it four rounds in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cool. Very special. That's, I had 1 foot in there at West Coast as well. I've been nominated for the squad over at West Coast.
2021.
This one feels more special. I would say I probably more in a sense of being where I'm at with the Geelong Footy Club, where the competition's at as well. You know, I can sit here and feel grateful for my individual recognition, but again, I would love for us to be in a better place as a group.
Yeah, you would quite happily give up an Australian nod.
I said that in my exit meeting. I said, thank you all so much. I just want you to know that I would give it over in a second if that meant that. 100%.
Yep.
Yeah, to still be playing if that meant that, you know, we were better off as a group. So, but thank you, Kingy. I appreciate that.
So you were one of three cats.
Yes, Ashley Maloney, Georgie Presparkis. Like absolute credit to those two as well. Have had amazing seasons, respectively. Was anyone stiff? Do you think from the Cats?
Oh, I actually thought Ash was lucky.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, that's a personal.
Do you think it helps having had a All-Australian?
Absolutely.
Recognition than the year before. Yeah, you've got eyes on you for the whole season.
I don't think she'll be. So somebody, well, no, nobody asked. I just did it on Twitter, X, whatever you call it.
Yep.
I put Prez, tick, you, question mark, as in whether you'll make the final 21, and Ash, I had a cross.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's
how it will play out. But Prez can't not be in.
But you've been invited to the AFLW Awards.
Yes.
But that will have a little bit to do with your overall performance, that you may have polled well in the AFLW Best and Fairest, etc.
Yeah, I'll be able to see you there again, Kingy. Did I see you there last year, or was it at the season opener I saw you?
No, it was season launch.
Yeah, and I had Kingy there being like, Bowie, how are you going? I said, hey, Kingy, I'm good. How are you? Gave him a big hug, and he goes,
let's do a podcast.
Let's do a podcast. I have this idea and I've been thinking about it and I want you on it. Let's do it. And here we are.
12
last episode later. of 12 episodes worth of therapy.
That's gone quick.
Isn't it?
How do you find out that you're in the All-Australian squad?
Instagram.
Oh, so there's no...
No, I don't... You don't get any direct confirmation of it. No one reaches out to you. I think clearly the club would find out about it before socials do, because then they post about it within a split second of the AFL. But
Renee Gehring or Benny Waller or somebody getting on the phone?
No, nothing. I don't know if that's different at other clubs. I didn't get that at West Coast either. You kind of just wait and see if it pops up. Yep. I think it's the same with, like, I'm sure if you were to make the final team, you would, but I think it's the same with like I remember the under 22 stuff as well. Like that kind of pops up on Instagram and all of a sudden you're like, oh, great.
Because the All-Australian team's on awards night.
Mm.
With the men, it's different because they know they're going in because it's a different night.
What do you mean?
As in, like, they're told to be at the AFL awards night, the separate night.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yes.
Yes, that
as
makes
opposed,
sense.
As opposed, you've been invited, but you don't know whether you've been invited because you are in the 21.
No.
Or
no,
just
no,
because
no,
you,
no.
you've had a wonderful year and you're going to poll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or potentially, though, everybody in the squad's been invited.
I think that's the case. I think that's the case. And I'm pretty sure, like, I'm assuming with, because I went last year as well, and Ashley Maloney was obviously in the team, and we're all sitting there. I don't think anyone had directly asked her the question, but she just disappears, like, 20 minutes before the team's announced. You're like, yep, Lingy's are great. I'm curious as to whether or not that was a phone call the week of, letting her know. I'm sure she'd, be aware of it prior, but.
Can I ask a personal question?
Go. We're at that point now.
Is it a plus one? Do you get to take somebody?
Yes.
Yep. Do you know who you're taking?
Georgie Rankin.
You're taking G Rankin.
Yeah, got to. Nina took me last year.
Yep.
Oftentimes we love to bring the girls because it's like, do you know who I would have taken? I would have
taken Darbs.
I was taking Kate Darby. If Yeah, if she had not got her own invite, because she was the one, and this is probably the perspective of it, is like you want to try and give the girls as much of a chance as possible, because I think when you're, and I was in very much in this position, it was only up until last year. I attended one at West Coast during the COVID year. Yeah. That would have been that All Oz squad year as well, but that was like over Zoom.
Yeah.
That was just wasn't it. We're all dressed up, makeup done, tans done, hair done, sitting in a room upstairs at the club.
Hang on, hang on. Please don't tell me you go and get a tan. Do you get tan?
I don't.
No.
But I am.
Are you?
I don't tan, Kingy. Like, you'll look at any of the photos of me playing footy, yeah, and I am white.
You're white?
Pale.
Yeah.
Pale, pale, pale. But yeah. I've been convinced to get my tan and makeup done, because you know what, Kingy? It's one day a year.
Okay.
Then I never dress up. You know this. Look at me. I'm pretty much in my tracksuits.
Yeah.
And you're actually lucky. Usually I wear Uggies in here.
Yeah,
I'm wearing sneakers. I've tied my laces.
You've elevated your game.
I've showered. Yeah.
Well, you have come from the club a couple of times, didn't you?
Exactly.
So who will you be dressed by?
Myself. Oh. Yeah, and this is the thing. I actually find a bit of humour in it, because I am so out of this space in terms of...
Yeah.
You got girls like a Bridie O'Rourke, Claudia Gunjaka, Becky Webster. They would be so onto which websites you go to, whether you go in person or not, where you shop, whether you go to a higher place.
You're going to Temu.
To save money, I would go onto Temu and be like, just give me, and it would probably fall apart. But I went on to... I literally searched up, I think. I knew I wanted to wear brown. That's what I wanted to wear.
Right.
And it would have been within 15 minutes I found this dress, and I sent it to Mum, and I said, Mum, what do you think? Mum was like, this looks incredible. Bang, ordered. It's at my doorstep. I love it. Looks great. I think it looks great. and so I'll be wearing that. But the girls just put so much pressure on it. But I often think that half the time it's a very different attire, but this is the pressure that some girls put on themselves on game day. Like, in terms of looking...
How they should look.
100%. Yeah, 100%
really?
It is. Yeah, the tans, the hair, the slick back bun, the makeup for some, which, again, I'm not sitting here with any judgment. I just get way too dirty for that. But then people could say that with me about my hair.
Yeah.
Like, for me, my hair is a mental thing. I don't know if I've told you or not. I'm not sure if I'll do it next year, the braids.
I like them.
I know I like them too, but they take a good hour and a bit.
Yeah.
Do
you expend energy to do them?
Potentially. So it's like I'm stressing about, like, can I get them done? Do I have time to do them? If I wasn't, and I am sitting on my bum for an hour and a bit, you know, before a game, where it's like
that
I could be getting
be.
Up and going for a walk or, anyway, that's something that's on my mind. I'm also like, you know what? I'm 24 now. Kate Sermon jokes about it a lot. She's like, she used to do braids.
Who's 44? Sorry, Spud.
she thinks that... Yeah, that she's just too old to wear braids now, and I don't know if that's a point. I don't think that's something I'm consciously thinking about. But anyway, going back to the BNF, it's a big deal.
Hmm.
What girls wear, it's a big deal.
So I'm taking Rocky.
Yes, I'm so happy to hear that.
So I'm taking Rocky.
So good.
So I'm interested to see what Rocky's coming up with.
Yeah.
I can see Rocky probably in a pantsuit.
Yeah.
Sort of
love
arrangement.
That. She a colour girl? If so, maybe a bit darker.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Would you see Rocky in a bright pink suit?
Probably not. Would not have thought. No.
But you'll see Kingy in a bright pink suit.
No, I will be.
You're a navy blue man, are you?
I've got a nice navy blue suit, but
lovely.
I will be old fashioned because it is.
Black.
Yeah, I will be in a black. I'll be in bow tie.
Do you, as a man, sit there being like, yes. Let me pull this one black suit out of my wardrobe that I wear to these things. Sometimes I sit there and I'm like, I wish that was the same for women.
Women, yep.
It can be. I'm sure, you know, we're progressive. It can be, but...
I roll through three combos.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a tux.
Yeah.
A nice black suit with the button, you know, the brass button
I wouldn't
shirt,
know what makes the difference, but yes.
Bow tie.
Yeah.
I have
bow
a really tie. Nice navy blue suit. Here's a free plug for Eddie Elias in Geelong, who
oh,
outfit
yes.
me.
Love this.
They have a nice navy brown, navy brown, navy blue suit that I now wear.
Yeah.
That is my, so I have the tux I wear to host the local medal nights.
Yeah.
Here, so the Ballerine and the Geelong League medal nights, I wear a tux.
Yeah.
And I wear it to when I get invited to things like the Brownlow AFLW Awards.
Wow.
So I'll wear that. I've got the navy blue one, which is more for your more informal events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's with a tie and a nice, usually, I like a pink shirt.
Pink shirt under what colour?
Navy blue.
Under blue. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So I've got a really nice sort of...
Yeah, pastel kind of pink.
Sort of work with those pinky, reddy or light, you know, those shade colours. And then I have a nice baby blue jacket.
Beautiful.
That I wear with those that can also go with the lighter of the pinky
yep,
shirt
yep, yep.
and navy blue pants.
Nice.
So I've got set combinations that I like to wear.
I remember seeing a reel, I think, about a man saying all you need is like three different coloured suits and you get like 20 different combinations with them all. You need this colour t-shirt, this colour coat, this colour pants, and you can make like all different... The simplicity I crave. Girls don't. Like, some of the girls love it. I just don't.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a chore for me. This is my hi mum moment. Hi mum. Mum is...
Hi mum.
Hi mum. For the last time this year.
Actually, your mum and my wife aren't far from each other at the moment, by the way.
Your wife's in Australia. In Western Australia.
She's in Perth. Yes, she did.
Your wife's in Perth.
I hope my wife's in. Well,
and what's she doing?
Judging by the Play Cricket website that I've been scanning today with my wife, playing cricket somewhere in Perth. Unless there's another Vicky King playing for Victoria, she's in the country.
She's in WA. She is in Australia and in WA. Yeah. That is so cool. Yeah. That is so. And how often does she do that, Kingy?
Once a year. It's not always in Perth.
And so this is the question.
Yep.
How are you? You're at home.
It's tough.
Mm.
We don't spend a huge amount. This is probably the longest we've spent apart.
Yeah.
Other than probably coming across as a real.
No, you're not. You're not. You don't have to say that.
Yeah.
You don't have to say that.
No, I don't have to say. But. I love that my wife loves what she does.
Yeah.
And I love that she goes and does it.
Yeah.
And I have no issue with that.
Mm.
It's just probably the moment, like, you know, just going to bed in a queen-size bed and it's vacant on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
it's
not – is it tough? Tough maybe not the right word. It's different.
You're worried about saying it's tough for the sake of what that sounds like. It is tough.
It's different.
It is tough. And when you, like you're saying, it's not like your conscious time is necessarily spent doing things, but it's the time that you coexist with someone for that long.
Yep.
You're sitting on the couch watching, not saying a word, but someone's next to you.
Yes.
You go into bed and someone's next to you. It's not just someone. Like, it's a special someone. So
yeah.
I know it's rough for you, Kingy.
Yeah.
I can't wait for her to come back.
And life continues on. My girls are very busy, so you're coordinating, and my parents have been amazing this week in helping with that coordination. Like my 10-year-old tonight has a male influencer night at her primary school.
Right. What does that mean?
Well, somebody in her life, a male that influences her.
Right. Okay.
Now, that's for most going to be their dad.
Yeah.
I've got a function tonight, so it's not me. But it's my stepdad.
Yeah, yeah.
So he'll and he's wrapped. He's looking forward to it. And Kenzie is beside herself that she gets to take Pop to school and they get to hang out and have dinner at the school and all that sort of stuff. So that's really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So the weekend was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the weekend. Yeah. But when we got into the routine of the week,
And those are the moments where she would mostly be around and fit into, And that's what we were speaking about. It's always harder to be the one at home, isn't it? When you're away and distracted.
And it's not complaining, but I've been very lucky. In my marriage, I've been married nearly 16 years.
Mm.
For a while there, I was going to the US with either a mate or by myself for up to 3 weeks annually.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, wow.
And this, a couple of those were one of those was when we had no children. Couple were when we had, well, I think three were when we had one child, but under, toddler.
Yeah.
And then a couple were when we had two and they were young as well. So, it probably gives me a good sense of what pressure I put Vicky under.
Wow. Perspective, hey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was I selfish? Potentially. But that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
As there's a great golf saying, and it's funny we were speaking about golf before.
We've got 18 holes waiting for us. But yes,
we have.
Go on.
I think it was Arnold Palmer, one of the greatest golfers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Was you need to stop and smell the roses on the course because the course of life because it's the only round you'll play.
Yeah, right.
I'm paraphrasing, but it's something to
around that concept.
If you liken life to golf,
mm-hmm.
you only play one round.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I played yesterday, it felt like three rounds. But anyway, it's another story for another.
The last game I played of golf, I was horrendous. So hopefully I'm a bit better at life than I am at golf.
So you went to Clifton Springs?
Did go to Clifton Springs,
How'd you find the greens?
I don't know if this is a loaded question. They were
everything slopes back to the bay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They were challenging, to say the least, especially for me, who is someone that is not anywhere near standard at golf at this stage. I'm getting there. But yeah, very difficult. Even the greens as well, the final piece, trying to putt on that was really difficult. Yeah. Like, I actually thought, like, Clifton Springs was, as I mentioned, we played 18 holes, and for the most part, like, it's a pretty challenging course.
Yeah.
The one where you have to go over the bridge and the water and stuff to land it on this little, like, it's like you have to 9-iron it up into the air so that it sits on the green, and if not, you're rolling into either a bunker or the water.
Is that the sixth? Is that the one that runs along the road, like a road?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It's a par 3.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
small hole.
Yeah, it's a sixth. Yep.
Challenging.
Yep.
Par 3, I think I hit like a 9, to be honest. That was including the ball that I sent into the water. So,
Is that what you're going to play over summer?
Well, now that the go-kart's gone, and I'm...
Go and get it back.
Kingy, I need to be responsible. We actually had a conversation with the AFLPA yesterday just reminding us about the off-season and
so does that come,
what to and what not to do.
Is that as a playing group?
Yeah.
So you get together as a group yesterday?
Sorry, the AFLPA came and saw us. Yep. So then that was, I think, the week... Maybe the week, but oh, it was the week of our last game.
Yep.
They came and we were the 18th club that they'd visited. I think it was a big, it was a massive, like, this is a reminder of your anti-doping, anti-this, yep, anti-all that for the off-season.
Yep.
We want to make sure that we're getting on top of all this, but also the, what was the, I don't remember the exact terminology, but just in regards to what you, what, yeah, activities you get into on the off season, whether that be even just a different sport, whether that's a basketball, soccer, like some players just like to go and get a bit of variety in their sports to kind of mentally...
And they're competitive.
Yeah, 100%, which the conversation was more just around if that's going to happen, you must have a conversation with the club, it must be signed off with, because, God, if you were to injure yourself, it's not guaranteed that...
What if you did an ACL just playing in a
basketball? Oh, you just would, you know, you just would, and at the time it can feel like the best thing for you, because oftentimes you get to the end of the season, you're like, I just need something else, but I also don't just want to sit on the couch. The go-karting thing for me is more of an external passion that I love heaps, but that's probably far on the spectrum in terms of extreme sports that... unfortunately, I'm going to have to wait until the end of my career.
Bungee jumping.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, Kingy. Like, some players have done that and have been doing that, and whether or not they've had the conversation with the club and said, look, even snowboarding. Like, I'd love to go snowboarding.
Yep. Off to Whistler.
Where's that?
You don't know where Whistler is?
Of course I don't, Kingy.
Canada.
No,
it's one
no
of their
idea.
Most famous slopes.
Wow. We'll add that north to the list of where we're going.
North of Vancouver.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to. Vancouver, I'd love to go snowboarding.
Vancouver is as cold as your mother-in-law's stare at the moment.
Right. Anyway, I when it comes to all the activities on the off-season, I've seen a couple of girls throughout the AFL bungee jump, and whether or not that's a conversation with the club that's been ticked off, like, I think you can put a good case together being like, mentally, this is what I feel like I need. To jump off a cliff.
Skydiving's fun.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Have you done it?
Yep.
Have you bungee jumped?
No.
Yeah. Now, Do you think one's worse than the other?
I've never probably had the opportunity to bungee jump.
Yep.
I did the skydiving because it was a tandem.
Okay.
So you were putting your life in somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
Whereas bungee jumping, you're putting your life in your own hands.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather put it in
someone else's. 100%. 100%. And there's some pretty horror stories. There's horror stories of all of it, really. You've just got to decide whether it's worth it or not. I'd love to, yeah, skydive, bungee jump, motocross, four-wheel driving, drifting, whatever has an engine or some sort of thrill in it is so me. Footy.
Yes.
Footy gets into that slightly.
Yep.
It'll have to wait.
You're 10 years away, unfortunately.
Well, I hope so.
Hey, can I say thank you?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not wrapping things up. I just want to say thank you for this cool hat I'm wearing. I actually feel cool.
I wasn't sure who was going to bring it up first.
No, I'll bring it up.
Kingy's wearing a cap. What does that say on it? What does it have?
All right, okay, hang on. Well, hang on. Headphones off. All right. So I can't hear myself, which is really disconcerting. So the hat is the Boxers by Bowen, which is a wonderful brand. Is that a crown on the?
That's the crown. That's the like my base logo that is on everything. That's what I like to have a
which
point
is almost
of
like your initials.
Yeah, well, I kind of was like, I can make it into an M and a B. If you turn it one way, it's an M. Yep. If you turn it the other way, it's a B.
Ah, that is cool.
Yeah. That was partly to do with it. And then I don't actually know, the crown doesn't have much significance other than I really loved it when I was making the brand. You've got written on the side there, The Art of Staying Present, which is my latest release. That came with a tracksuit as well. I'm actually wearing the track pants. And I said when I came in, I'm like, Kingy wants a quarter zip.
Yep.
And I said to him, I haven't got that yet, but I do have you a cap to say thank you to you, not only for this opportunity, but for, yeah, just this connection we've made. I think we've both loved it. I think the listeners have loved it. And I love seeing that on you. It's very cool and very special. It's a roundabout moment for me, I think.
It'll show up on Instagram somewhere.
For sure.
That's okay. Yeah, so no, this is not our wrapping up of
not
of
at
this,
all.
By
we're
the way.
Still here.
I just wanted to say thank you. What else were we talking about? So we've talked about AFLW Awards.
Mm-hmm.
So, staying in Melbourne?
Yes, yeah. I will be staying in Melbourne because this is the time of year again.
Where are we going afterwards?
I'll meet you. Oh, King, this, we've spoken about having a singular beer.
Yep.
But maybe this is going to be the time.
Yep.
Yeah, because this is the time. I'm not a drinker in season.
No.
At all. I don't love alcohol, but there will be a time and a place for it that I'd love to just soak up the moment with my mates and with you as well, Kingy. And, yeah, it'd be great to just... Have a really good connection point and celebration after the W Awards.
Did you play one season with Rocky? No,
I missed her.
She died of the dogs.
But I...
for want of a better term.
I've always looked up to Rocky. And if Rocky, you're listening to this, I've always looked up to you. I significantly remember the first time I came to the Geelong Football Club wasn't actually when I was signed. As a player, it was when I was part of the AFLW Academy.
Yep.
And we had, you have all different sorts of camps throughout the year. We went to Darwin once, stayed in Geelong once, went to Queensland a couple times, I think, and there was a time we spent about 2 weeks here in Geelong.
Oh, wow. Did you stay out at Deakin?
Where did we stay? I think so. I think we did stay at Deakin on the, residence. Yeah. Yeah, residence campus. Anyway... And it was the first time I ever stepped foot into GMHBA Stadium and they walked us down to the gym. And who did I... It was no one else in there. It was clearly... It must have been an off-season period of time. No one else in the gym but Rocky Cranston. Yeah. Hanging off a chin-up bar. I think doing the overhand. Overhand chin-ups with a plate hanging between her legs. And I at the time, had looked up to Rocky just watching the AFLW because of what an icon she was and still is. And, yeah, I will never forget looking at Rocky on that bar being like, firstly, holy S-H-I-T, this is Rocky Cranston in front of me.
You can say shit, it's
holy
fine.
Shit. This is Rocky in front of me, like, this is just such a cool moment. I think, yeah. But also looking at her being like, all right, I can see no one else is in here. She's in here. She's hustling when no one else is watching. Yep. Like, if this is going to ignite something in me, this is Rocky Cranston. This is how she goes to work. Like, this is so cool. And I know Rocky still works so hard on, and she loves this kind of stuff,
yep.
Which is such a big part of it. But, yeah, it was such a cool moment for me. And then I don't actually know, Rocky wouldn't have known of me at the time, God. But, yeah, I don't know maybe if she heard of my name at West Coast. And then when I came over to Geelong, we had a moment out on St. Mary's where I was doing a pre-season session. Talk about roundabout moments. Pre-season session on my own. I was like, I'll go out and just similar thing. No one else is watching. I'll just do it. Like, anyway, I rocked up to St. Mary's, put the boots on, and I see someone running over the other side of the oval. I'm like, cool, no worries. I was about to go do it on my own, but all good. I'll run with whoever that is. Anyway, end up crossing paths with Rocky Cranston.
Yep.
And even at that point, it would have been in my first season that I was like, I don't know if Rocky knows who I am. Clearly, there was some sort of recognition because we had a beautiful interaction. I just said hey to her, and still had little goosebumps at that moment as well. But yeah, just. So cool. I just missed out on playing with Rocky, though. I think, yeah, the season I came was the season Rocky moved on to the doggies. But, Rocky, thank you. Yeah. I still very much look up to you the same.
So, yes, we will catch up. AFL. I'm looking forward to it because I've been to an AFLW Awards.
Haven't you?
No, I've been to a Brownlow.
Cool.
I haven't been to an AFLW
Awards. The coral carpet.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
I'm sure probably. Well, actually, no. Going with Rocky is probably going to get us maybe stopped for a photo.
Yeah, I would say so.
Being
absolutely.
Rocky?
Absolutely.
If it was just me.
Don't stop you.
Keep moving, sir.
Kingy, back yourself.
Keep moving.
Is that Tom King?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it is.
Keep moving. Keep moving, sir. Thank you. More important people coming. Out of the way. But I'm looking forward to probably, because the draft will be done for the men next week.
Oh yeah, okay, wow. Yeah, yeah. So it comes around so quickly.
It's probably a bit of a, although that day I think men's preseason starts at Geelong.
Yeah.
But it will be a little bit of a full stop on the year where I can, you know, have a couple
and have a breather. Yeah, and then
And then stay in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Come back Tuesday.
Yeah.
Great result.
Yeah. I'd actually be, I think,
to the K-Rock bosses for putting Rocky and I up. Much appreciated.
Love that so much. I think I'm actually intrigued as to what the BNF looks like this year in terms of personnel.
Yeah.
Has there been someone other, like an Ash Riddell, Jasmine Garner? I guess in terms of that has been so consistently like on top of everyone. Do you have someone in mind?
One of those two.
Yeah.
Prez will poll well.
Oh, 100% she will.
Prez will poll well. The good thing is, she'll poll well when you win, or she'll poll when you win, but she'll poll well in those narrow losses as well, I would have thought.
Yeah, okay.
Which gives her actually a shot.
Yeah.
Will Garner and Riddell steal too many votes from each other?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But
yeah.
Winning 12 games also.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah. I if it's not one of those two where I think, but nobody would decry Prez if she was to win one.
Oh, I would. Yeah, be screaming from the rooftops. I think, I as much as I would love Prez to get on top of, obviously, I would love to see Jazzy Garner get some recognition over, not even for this season, but just, I know this award and this time of the year isn't about any other season than this one, but I just think she's just done it for so long.
A cumulative effect.
And just, I think it was actually at last year's W Awards, which is a really cool experience to be to, as you know, Kingy at the Brownlow as well, like when the count's going on. It's a bit different. Is it a bit different to the men's? Well, other than the fact that there's a lot less rounds.
The men's is interesting because it is so time for television.
Yeah.
Like yours is broadcast, but I think it's Fox.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Whereas Seven, like if you they'll go to a TV break.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave the room to go to the bathroom and
you can't come back in, can you? Same thing at W Awards. Yeah, you get locked out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know what the really good thing about going to the W Awards is?
We're going to see each other.
Yeah, other than that.
Yeah.
We don't need to go to the bathroom. I won't be in a long queue.
Yes, that's very true. That is very true. It'll be a great night, Kingy. And I just find it a really cool environment. We have the AFLPA Awards the following night, the Tuesday.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's that's come if you want, don't if you don't want to. So I went to an AFLPA Awards the last West Coast, I think, as well.
Yep. Zoom?
No.
Was that first season?
Different year. Was able to go in person. That was actually where I first met Meg McDonald.
Right.
Also had absolute goosebumps. But I just think the concept of being in one room with, the players that, one, I've looked up to for so long, also are now my, opposition and...
contemporaries.
Yeah, yet you play against them so hard and you realise that realistically everyone's here for the same purpose. We all love this. We're all humans. Like, it's just a really cool environment to be around and see how people interact, meet new people. And the AFLPA Awards will be the same. I've actually heard the last few years have been pretty hectic.
Where do they have that at?
I don't know.
So you're two nights in Melbourne?
Well, if you want, I think. I think the first night is something that will be... Correct me if I'm wrong, Geelong, but I think it's covered by the club, the first one.
Yep.
First night. And then the second night is like if you want to stay, that's on you.
Yep.
But they do it like that so that for the interstate girls that come and want to go to both, it's like, well, then they've got you come and stay in Melbourne, whether it's, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, fly out, or I guess for those that aren't in finals anyway, because we've still got the rest of the season, which is easy to get into this position and sit here and think that the season's done.
Yeah. But still six,
yeah,
five
it was
games
so interesting. I remember would have been up until 2022 really, both seasons. I hadn't been in finals yet, and I always remember thinking like I just cannot believe that girls are still going right now. They're still training when I'm done, or they're playing. I can't believe I'm watching them. And when you're watching them, you're like their whole week has been still structured and still training and recovering. And then when you make finals like 23 for us, it was like I can't believe you guys finished like. I couldn't imagine not playing right now. I couldn't imagine, obviously, because you're in the respective positions. But it's a, interesting feeling. And like you mentioned at the start, King, we'd much rather be playing right now.
How are you coping with the lack of structure to your life?
I had a really, what's it been? It's been just over a week now.
10 days, 11 days.
10 days. And it's felt like 2 months.
Yep.
I find the off-season goes really quickly, but especially after the season, I had a really I would say challenging, but like not actually challenging in comparison to the rest of the world. But in terms of what I was feeling 3 or 4 days post game was like, again, you always sit there because you're an individual in a team sport. There's always both sides to it, and more so than anything, the team perspective. Like, I don't know, I'm sitting there reflecting on my own season, being like, I'm happy with my progress. I feel like I'm growing. But also as a team, like, you start questioning things. You're like, well, is my growth then not productive to what we want to do as a team? All these kind of reflections, which are just human thoughts that go through your mind. But you're sitting in that, and then after the game, it's like, again, I feel like I had a good game, but we still lost. We're still saying goodbye to three of the, you know, the most influential people that have come through this club.
And
like,
then you delist players as well.
And then you delist eight. Like, well, how many do we end up delisting? I think it was four. With Erica retiring.
Erica retired.
And Melissa Bragg.
Gabby Featherston and Bella Smith.
Bella Smith. And Anna Rose.
Who's not coming back.
Who's not coming back as well. So again, I very much sit here being like, it's absolutely a first world problem. But also, it's like you're losing parts of your family that you spend every day with, and it's like you don't even get a say in it. It doesn't really matter what you say, think, or feel, or how hard you tried with them, or how hard they tried sometimes in some cases. You know, I just hope the best for them and that they get other opportunities. And that's the nature of this environment
welcome
and this sport and
professional sport.
Yeah, business. Like, yep. And then I probably had, the 3 or 4 days post-game with that routine, that lack of... that I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing today. It probably lasts, like, I'm still briefly sitting in that now, but I'm now getting a bit more of the like, oh my God, I'm actually like, I've got some time to breathe. I'm already thinking about next preseason. I'm thinking about going home and seeing my family for Christmas. Like, those aren't thoughts that were kind of hitting me in the first 3 or 4 days. It was more like, yeah, what was the season? What was this? People coming, congratulating you for the AA stuff, but then being like, well, thank you. But like, really conflicting. And then I think you lose a sense of community as well, because the people that you spend your time with are all associated with footy. When you're at this level, I think you have, unfortunately, such little time for, my family's not over here anyway, but for, you know, connections with people outside of footy. So then you come out of footy and all of a sudden you lose your connections in that as well. So everyone's kind of sitting here a bit like, isolated into themselves. I don't actually mind my own space too much, but we've been doing things as we can. Like, I went to the basketball last night again with a few of the girls, Geelong Venom.
Good win.
Great win against my old mob, Perth Lynx. Yeah.
Lily Ritano had some sort of night.
Didn't she? She's incredible. I look at her, I'm like, go the small people.
Yes.
You small little thing.
Who's taller?
Me. Bets. Who has bigger, like, calves? Probably her. She's got the most amazing legs.
Right.
Yeah, little pocket rocket. 21, and we can start speaking about the basketball team. Mm. What would that be? Snake of the week? Bowie's best.
Bowie.
But no, that was very cool. And I know there's a conscious effort from the girls to stay connected. And even with those that are, you know, moving on, as you know, Kate Darby's one of my best mates. So staying connected with her will be super important. We'll make sure to have a really good night with her at the W Awards as well. And again, we probably go through this process with the girls that are moving on, especially like Meg, Shelley, and Kate. That's like they're still alive.
Yeah.
They're still alive. You can still call them. You can still go see them. Like, it's a shift in day to day. But, you know, oftentimes throughout the season, you sit there and you're like, I can't wait for the break. So now you're in a break.
Yep.
Random question for you, Kingy, which is partly footy related.
Yeah.
What do you think of the wild card round, and also what is it? I don't understand the concept of it.
Okay. So we obviously had the week off before the finals.
Yes.
Pre-finals bye.
Yes.
So they're filling
that week.
They're filling that space with two games.
With
7v10 and 8v9.
So how is that fair for the people that are in 7th and 8th that then have to recompete for their spot in finals for 9th and 10th?
Is
that part of the argument?
Yeah, that's basically what they're... Well, I don't think it's an argument. I think it's simply that Channel 7 have a lot of money.
Right.
And they want as much footy being played as possible.
Yeah.
So let's throw two more games in.
So now finals is a top 10.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, wow. It is. Yep. We're definitely going to 19 teams because Tassie will come in.
Yep. 20 teams eventually.
I think we'll get a team out of Darwin.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That could be very cool.
That would be cool.
What would you call them?
The Crocs.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be cool.
Darwin Crocodiles.
And like Orange's Giants. thinking like a red dirt type looking.
Oh, yep.
Hot looking jumper.
Well, something like, so the Northern Territory Footy League, well, representative jumpers and ochre and black sort of.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
But it may be a bit too similar to the Giants. But the
That'd
Crocs,
be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 20 teams eventually, which again means you've got
That's not
10.
Saying unless teams fall by the wayside too.
Yep.
Look,
yep.
Unlikely.
When's the last time that's happened?
The team fell by the wayside. Yeah. Well, Fitzroy merging into
the Lions
Bears to become the Lions was it. But before that, it was university.
Yeah. Wow.
Back in 1914.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Sydney, North South Melbourne went to Sydney.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, we haven't had a team.
Yeah. Fall out for a long time.
Fall out.
Yeah.
As opposed, yeah. And uni only fell out because of the war.
Wow, we're going way back.
Yeah, 1914.
Yeah, wow.
Start of World
War
I.
Way back.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they were uncompetitive too.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't help. So, Can I just take you back? Sorry, can we go back a step?
Please.
You don't have to discuss what was discussed, but what's an exit interview like?
No, yeah, for sure. Exit interviews. They are confronting. Oftentimes, I think clubs have an opportunity to make them one way or another. And I think, again, I know I speak so highly of Geelong, but I think they do this very well.
Yep.
I don't know if I spoke to you about this a bit last week, maybe before the exit meeting,
yes.
About it's good to have the PDM after
yep.
the footy meeting.
Yes, so you'll go to Renee after.
Yeah, because it's like whether or not your conversation was good, bad, neutral, like you just, it's good to kind of debrief with Renee. But, usually we have at Geelong our exit meetings in the list management room, which I don't know if you would have been in there before, Kingy, but it's like in the stadium, in the four walls of the concrete, but it's also like it's a concreted room in a concrete walled, like it's just this dungeon. We call
like
it the dungeon.
Like a bunker.
Yeah, like a little bunker, 100%. Anyway.
If the world ends, guess where we're going.
That's where we're going. We're sprinting into GMHBA to get under there. But that's where they're usually held, and oftentimes you'll walk in and it's like as soon as you open the door, you've got head coach, line coach. We previously have had all three line coaches in.
Yep.
This year it was only just your relative line coach. Yep. So Andrew Bruce was in there for me, forward line. Who do we have? We had Dan, head of footy, Dom Kondo, list manager, Ben, Abby Howard, who's been working underneath Dan as well, and she apparently just goes above and beyond to get Dan all these stats and vision, and she's a massive cog in our system. But there's about four or five in there, which again, like I mentioned, usually in the dungeon you walk in and they're all like, and I was the last one on the Thursday afternoon, the last one out of all players, and I'd said this to every meeting I went into. I'm like, are you cooked? This is a big 3 days. This is a big. You know, I'm sure they try to get 100%, but the conversations that they have to have, like, no one wants to be a part of them. The players don't.
Well, ones where you're being.
The ones where you're being told to move on. Like,
I would have thought for Mel and Gabby, they would have been resigned to their fate. Bella Smith, maybe not.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I suspect, you know, when Gabby and Mel couldn't find a spot in the team.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, when you think of Bells and what she went through with, you know, she was at the Lions, came to us. Again, I think in terms of the way that the game is moving, it is just moving towards such a fast-paced endurance athlete. Like, and Bells has so many strengths. I think she's an incredible player, and she brought so much strength and just
she
such
was,
a solid midfielder
she
for
was
us.
Pretty good in the Melbourne game. Actually.
100% she was, Kingy, and this is where it's a business and it gets so conflicting is Geelong, rightly so, I think it was a really smart move to do, which again I'm sure is led by Dom, had those check-in meetings.
Yep.
So anyone that didn't have a contract for the following season had a meeting throughout the year to be like, hey, this is where we see you're at, whereas usually you go through the whole year and don't hear a thing until you just kind of read between the lines. And it's just hard because, you know, at that point in time, a certain message may have been put across to players that was not necessarily the case after the season. So for Bells, I have no idea in terms of what those personal details look like of her meeting. But to give her that kind of like, you know, we're playing you, Bella, for the last two games over other people that may have got this game as well, does that put something in their mind that's like, okay, I'm going to give this everything. And if I, you know, this is me fighting for my contract here.
Yeah.
And like you said, Kingy, I thought she had a great game, especially in that Melbourne game. Just comes on short, sharp moments and just gives us what we need and then doesn't end up with a contract. So, again, and I understand it's a business and things need to be made, and I think you can sit here and reflect from that perspective often, but I find myself getting so caught up in the emotion of it and how that must feel. And I'm feeling for all of them. I'm feeling for, as I always do, even across the comp as well, like, I don't know, it's a kind of two-sided moment where you sit and you're like, wow, the competition is growing so fast, and the players that you thought might have really had, you know, more of a say getting less so nowadays. And it's rough. But sorry, I haven't even answered your question, Kingy, around the exit meetings. Usually in the dungeon. This year we were in just one of the line meeting rooms, a lot more casual, laid back. Dom, before our exit meetings, sent out a survey, which I think was really positive, just across the whole program, just a feedback thing, being like, I want you a week before your exits to start thinking about things so that you don't, oftentimes I think you can walk into the exit meeting and just sit there as a kind of...
You get spoken to.
You get spoken to and don't get the chance to speak up. And other girls that potentially feel things that don't feel like they can say it in person, some of the younger girls and even some of the older ones that just don't operate that way. It's such a good opportunity for them to put in what they need to say, because, God, Kingy, I think at the end of the day, the best organisations work best off the opinions and thoughts of everyone in the collective. Like, I just think... Collaborative approach, like, whether it's right, wrong or indifferent, like... I think that was really great of Geelong to approach the exits with that perspective, and then that was then brought up in the exit meetings, being like, we noticed you said this, is there anything that you wanted to elaborate on that, or we really appreciate that this was mentioned, or also is there something that you didn't put in there that you want to bring up? I think the footy one is always going to be a bit more spoken to, because you're getting feedback from head coach and coaches, but also there's a lot of girls that feel really strongly about certain things from a footy perspective as well. So, one thing I can hope for, amongst a lot of things, Kingy, but the just consistency next season, and hopefully we can, hold on to some key roles in the staffing sense for us, because I think that will just hold us in such good stead. We saw, or I saw, Kate McCarthy doing like a ranking at the end of home and away season, I think, just being like ranking each team. And I think she put us at a C- or something, but her comment was like, they just have so much potential. Yep. They have so much potential. They have so much, like, they should be, not that it's a should-would thing, but I just strongly believe that, you know, there's a couple things that we really have to tweak and reflect and learn from, but yeah, it doesn't feel that far away, even though it may look that way at the moment. So,
Kate McCarthy put her hand up maybe to get back into coaching.
I did see that.
That's interesting.
Where was she coaching before? Working at Brisbane, was she?
Yeah. I'm not completely au fait with what Kate McCarthy... I know probably more of her media stuff than I do her footy stuff.
Coaching stuff, yeah. Yep. Either way, I really appreciate the way she dissects the game. I thoroughly enjoyed that with Daisy Pierce as well, hearing everything she had to say when she was commentating, and now look what she's doing with West Coast. Like, it's, I would love to get more women that have played footy into coaching roles. Yeah.
What made you smile this week?
Getting a message from Kingy when I rocked up saying, what chocolate do you like? And then I walked in, gave him a big hug, and he had a mint Aero waiting there for me.
Now, you've eaten that, as I have also eaten my full block of Kit Kat Aero.
Yes, because it's our last episode and we have to celebrate. No, I genuinely, Kingy, just on air, I just want to thank you. This has been so cool, and I know you say it's been therapy for you, but, like, I've loved it. It's been a weekly thing. It's kept me in check to respond to messages on time as well. It's not one of my strengths.
You're terrible.
Shocking. Shocking. Do you know this is the best I've been?
Is it?
Can you imagine what I would have been like?
Frightened to think.
Yeah. I know.
Frightened to think.
But I've loved it.
What made me smile was that you got in the All-Australian squad. And I picked it. And I picked
it. You did say it. I wouldn't speak to you about it at that time.
No.
Could you tell?
Yeah,
I was like, I love you for this, but I will not speak to you about it.
You're brushing.
I didn't speak to mum. I didn't speak to my teammates. I didn't speak to anyone about it. I just don't operate like that.
No, I know.
But, I will happily,
But please take the recognition for the fact you had a wonderful year.
Thank you.
And this podcast is taking all the credit.
It's very cool, though. Do you know what I thought? I thought to myself, how cool to have a year like this that we've had this podcast. Because I would love to listen back to this in a couple of years. Or like I've mentioned before, I do a lot of journaling. And I've tried to, because I've had moments and patches in seasons and games before that I think I said this before, that I've wondered what mindset I was in, what I was doing, what it felt like when I was at my prime.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to write about that as to what it feels like on field. But it'd be interesting to listen to the way that I've been speaking in a couple years' time. Yeah. If I ever need to, and I'm like, oh, remember that season I had and I was chatting with Kingy every week?
What were we talking
about? How did I sound? What were we talking about? Was I relaxed? Was I uptight?
We're coming back next year, you realise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a little side project too.
Great. We've got so many of them. We've got a whole list of things to do.
F1?
This weekend? I don't want to speak. Do we have time? I don't want to speak about. I didn't really want to speak about last week.
Okay. We don't have to.
Ferrari double DNF. Mm-hmm. Did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with Lewis?
Lewis, I think...
He wasn't happy.
He didn't qualify well. No. Charles qualified in P3.
Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc. Kimi Antonelli took him out. Oscar Piastri took Kimi Antonelli out, who then took Charles out. If Charles wasn't there, Kimi would have gone off the track. That's what put Charles onto the sides. And then Lewis Hamilton, I think, got in an accident and had floor damage. Ended up in P18, had a shocking start, P18, tried to recover. They ended up retiring his car. Mm. Which, am I delusional?
No, you're not.
I was so... When it first came out that Lewis signed for Ferrari, my whole house was red. My whole house is still red. It's just an every week thing. And I have faith, don't get me wrong. What have we got this weekend, mate?
No, week off. And then Vegas.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think Vegas is this weekend.
No, it's weekend after.
Are you sure?
20th. I've got it in front of me.
No.
Are you questioning me?
I am.
Las Vegas, 20th to the 22nd of November.
Oh, damn it.
And then in Qatar and then Abu Dhabi.
It
goes bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, it must have been the post because I saw a post on Instagram. That's why I'm protesting you. Because it said next time we're in Las Vegas, and then I checked the times, and I think it's a watchable time for us. I think it's like a afternoon race, not a a.m. 2 a.m. 3 a.m.
It's a night race in Vegas.
Yeah, which makes
so Vegas is 19 hours behind us at the moment. So right now in Vegas, so it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here.
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas, it is 10 o'clock last night. No, sorry, I lie. 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah. So it'll be an afternoon race.
It'll be an afternoon race here.
Yes, I think it's like a 3 o'clock one.
Yeah, which will be Monday.
Mm.
Yeah, Monday afternoon. You're doing nothing on Monday afternoon.
No,
absolutely.
I'll be sitting there. You know, I fully put a Ferrari T-shirt on and all.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fangirl.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, we know you love Lewis.
You know what?
Are we doing a Bowie's Best? Did you watch the finals on the weekend?
I watched I can give you Bowie's Best. Absolutely, I can give you Bowie's Best from the West Coast Carlton game.
Yep.
Which is probably biased of me because I feel like I was watching West Coast more.
Yeah, which I understand.
And I was rooting for them. E. Roberts. Ella Roberts has just been named captain of the 22 under 22.
Oh, Prez.
Shout out to Prez, vice captain.
Fifth selection.
Executive?
Yeah, well, yes, because she got the two seasons in 2022 as an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever do that.
No, it's just Prez.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ella Roberts, captain of the 22, has had an incredible year. I've always admired her, even when she was coming through the ranks in WA. I knew her name, and I knew she was going to have an impact when she came in, and she was just everywhere. I think someone said to me that when watching Ella, it's like she just... it's one of my brother's mates, which my brother's a massive... Shout out to you, Jack. My brother is a massive football head. It's where I got into it from in the first place. I feel like I do it for him. I think one of his friends actually said to me that she just goes in for the ball differently.
Yeah.
Like she just, and I think that the best players nowadays are going in for the comp, going into the contest so much harder than everyone else. She flies for aerial balls. She's at the ground ball harder. She is, you know, going for goals when other players just wouldn't bother. What was the stat line at? Did you know?
One goal, two.
Yeah.
30 disposals, 12 tackles, 3 clearances, 550 metres gained from 100% game time.
Like, seriously?
Yep.
You know?
Her metres gained were 156 metres more than the next player on the ground, which is Maddie Guerin.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Who played well for Carlton? I feel like I need to shout them out.
Yeah, Guerin played well.
Yeah. Hill? Mimi Hill?
Yes, Mimi Hill played really well.
Soph McKay had impact.
Fitzpatrick.
That's right. Aaron. Is that her name? Aaron.
Yep.
Heron.
Yep, Heron.
Yeah.
Kicked two goals.
Yep, I did see her as well.
24 disposals.
Yep.
Yep. Sophie McKay played well.
Yeah.
What? A couple of goals, 19 disposals. If you're kicking a couple of goals and having
100%
that sort of stat line, yeah, you're having a good afternoon.
Yeah, or for sure. For sure. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch, was it North and Hawthorne again?
Yeah, probably don't want to based on that
score. Yeah, they didn't kick a goal.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
That's not ideal.
And that's nothing. I put something up on X saying it's not good for the competition.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against North Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Good on North Melbourne for being able, but like Hawthorne, I reckon Hawthorne weren't trying to, well, not trying, they wanted to win the game, but they were trying to.
What, trying to not lose?
Yeah. Like get hammered?
There's a big difference between that, yeah. Do you know, Kingy, I'm absolutely going to stand up and be biased here. I think Geelong are North Melbourne's kryptonite.
Mm.
I just, and we've never gotten on top of North. I think they've always, and especially, yeah, the draw. I just think we can compete with them. And then you look against it, and it's all due respect to Hawthorn because they, you know, respectively beat us.
Yep.
North Melbourne beat us, so they deserve to be there. But I just was watching it being like, I just feel like we could compete better than this. And it's no disrespect to Hawthorn. It's more just, I think, you know, you also verse a different North Melbourne that you do at the end of the start to the end of the season as well. So,
but you can't be 16 points up on Hawthorn early in the third quarter and lose.
100%. We've got to sort that out.
Yep.
Kingy said it himself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but that's...
We've got a big off... No, I couldn't agree with you more. We that happened to us way too many times this season, so we've got a big off-season, big pre-season.
Thank you so much.
We're not saying goodbye,
yes,
are we?
We have to. We have to.
Thank you, Kingy.
This has been... who would have thought that a 24-year-old woman and a 46-year-old middle-aged man could actually...
get along like this.
Yeah, and build chemistry and it actually feel like just...
It's so natural.
Well, it does, and it just the difference is we just have microphones in front of us.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and we sound a little bit more intelligent.
You might. I certainly don't. And you've probably got me to say stuff that I would probably never have said anywhere else. Oh, so,
well, that's what we're here for.
So it's been honestly a lot of fun. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Stay safe.
See you next year.
I'll see you next
year. Well, we'll see you next year live on here. See everyone on here next year, but I'll see you very soon.
See you at the awards.
See you, King.
Thanks, Bowie. Bye. The Cat Attack Podcast. Kurz Hire. Locally owned and operated for over 40 years.